Hello from Indianapolis, site of the National Association of Broadcasters radio show. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, an East Texas destination 20 minutes south of Tyler off of FM 344. Recently, my daughter, several of her soccer teammates, and the associated parents were all gathered at a well-known fast food franchise for a post-game lunch. With us in the restaurant at the same time were a man and a woman and a 3 or 4 year old little boy who was apparently their son. This kid was out of control. He especially enjoyed shouting the same gibberish word as loudly as he could for the sheer joy of watching our reactions. He demonstrated not one bit of self-restraint. While not touching his own food, save for seeing that a major portion of it found its way to the floor, he made sure that his parents never took a peaceful bite of theirs. All the while, this boy's parents repeatedly admonished him to behave, and they repeatedly made oblique references to consequences that might follow. Never, however, did any consequences actually arrive. As a result, this little hellion correctly calculated that he was free to do whatever he wanted. With what we are now observing from the terrorist group ISIS and from Russia's Vladimir Putin, the thought occurs that the scene in that restaurant actually serves as allegory with respect to American foreign policy under the Obama administration. Not many alive today can remember a time other than Pax Americana, a Latin expression of the 7+ decades during which the free world has lived in a state of relative peace, ensured by a strong, capable, and resolute United States. During our lifetimes, part of the calculus of being a bad actor in the world was the possibility of being slapped down by the U.S. military. Get too far out of line, and you could wake up one morning with a U.S. Navy carrier task group sitting offshore dialing in the coordinates of your front porch. Following World War II, most of the free nations of the world were able to dramatically draw down their armed forces, secure in the knowledge that Uncle Sam was standing watch. But the Obama administration has turned the U.S. into those parents at the fast food place. Talking, talking, talking. A meaningless red line here. A let there be no mistake there. But never any concrete action to punish or deter international malfeasance. Nothing in response to the invasion of Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea, the gassing of one's own people, the overrunning of a U.S. consulate, the concurrent killing of a U.S. ambassador, or the beheading of 2 American journalists. Vladimir Putin and ISIS are nothing more than scaled-up versions of that boy in the restaurant, behaving the way they are because President Obama is behaving as ineffectually as that boy's parents did. Lord help those parents when their boy turns 16. By then, it will be far too late, just as it will be for the world when Pax Americana ends, perhaps as soon as on Barack Obama's watch. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. No matter the weather, you cannot spend a bad afternoon at the Keepersall Winery. It simply cannot be done. I'm glad that the hot portion of our summer this year was both late in arriving and mercifully brief. This weekend promises to be cooler with a bit of rain. But for the sake of discussion, let's say it's hot outside. No problem. The patio outside the tasting room at the Keepersall Winery comes complete with its own cool air that washes down over the seating area, making it pleasant and comfortable. Let's say it's raining. Well, that couldn't be better. Sitting with a friend or your spouse sipping a glass of wine while watching the rain come down over a lush green vineyard is about as relaxing an experience as you can have. And as to the wine, I again urge you to try any wine in the Keepersall collection before you buy, as always. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.